You've heard the coaches' insights leading up to tonight's game of the week. We brought you predictions and updates of all our area teams. You've seen or heard the hits and huge plays of tonight's biggest games. Well, football fans, we're just getting started. It's time now for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you in part by Community National Bank, Helena Agra Enterprise, Shelter Insurance, Brett Schneider Agency in Lawrence, Blue Valley Technologies, by McDonald's, Highland Community College, Giant Communications, Bruna Implement, Edward Jones, Becker Repair and Performance, The Elevator, Shelter Insurance, Jeff Schneider Agency in Topeka, Denison State Bank, Honeyman Ford, JBN Telephone Company, MCON, Sunflower Community Union, FW Huston, GN Bank, Atchison Auto Parts, and by Lukert Chiropractic.
This is how we do it.
Here we go, Mozzie.
Hey, let's go.
Come on with it. It's Friday night, which means it's time for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, that's Boz. Boz, say hey!
Hey, everybody.
And we are back on a mic. We were here last week for a Jamboree preview show, and that went awesome. It was great to get back and kind of in the full swing with everything, you know? And but now it's game time, Boz!
It's game time. It was different this week. Last week was like preseason. It was a Jamboree. You're excited to have at least a scrimmage type setting, but yeah. Tonight it was for real.
Yes,
great week leading up to the first kickoff night of football.
Yeah, super excited about it, no doubt about that. Now, one thing that we are very excited about with everything going on around the area is, Boz, the fact that not only do we have games going on, but we had some big time matchups here in week number one. Some of these games, league title implications in week one
already,
potentially. In week number one, give the people the scores, my man.
All right, everybody. Here's what we have for scores tonight. The game you just heard, Onega, they defeat Donovan West 24-20. Really close ball game in that one. Another close game. This was a big one. Rock Creek hosted Centralia. Close game. Neither team scored at halftime. Rock Creek pulls away late in that game. They get the win 14-0. Rossville, they defeated Perry LeCompton 35-14. Another close game. Here we are, the very first game of the season, and we get all these nail biters. Nemaha Central at Riley County. This was one we talked about last week. We were pretty interested. Nemaha Central coming into this season with some untested folks. They graduated a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
I think the normal question is, okay, can they keep their run going?
Yeah.
They escape with a win tonight over a good Riley County team. I thought about picking them as my dark horse.
Thought about it.
I went a different direction, but
yeah.
Nemaha Central gets a 7-6 win.
Wow.
Over Riley County.
Wow.
Really good game there. Sabetha, they come out of the gates just on fire. They defeat Holton 49-20.
Ooh.
Silver Lake. They continue their winning ways this season. They shut out St. Mary's 27-0. Jefferson West hosting Royal Valley.
Them Tigers.
The Tigers.
Oh!
We're going to talk about this game a little bit more in depth here in a little bit, but they took it to Royal Valley tonight. Their home opener.
Yeah.
They get the win 41-8. Baldwin, they defeated Hiawatha tonight 54-6. Pleasant Ridge. They get the win at Valley Falls 52-0.
That's a burger.
The first one of the season.
First burger of 2026. Congratulations to the Rams over in Easton.
It's the first one that I read.
Oh, true.
There might be another one here in a sec.
Come on. Stay hungry, folks. Stay hungry.
Jackson Heights. They get the win over ACCHS. Comeback win. They got down early in that one, but Jackson Heights gets the win 32-7. Mar Hill, Mount Academy, they defeat Horton 44-6. Another really close ball game until late. Riverside pulls ahead late in that game to get the win over JCN, 41-28. My dark horse team this season.
Oh, not that you're happy or proud.
I'm happy. Right away, we're getting going. McClouth, they shut out Oskaloosa tonight, 36-0. Troy.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting situation here. We talked about it. It's the first game Troy has ever played eight-man football. And they went up against a Linden team who has been a pretty typical powerhouse.
Yeah, yeah.
They might be down a little this season. I don't know a lot about Linden, but Troy, either way, they get the win 58-20.
That's a burger for
them. Throw another burger out.
First time in school history playing eight-man, they throw a burger out there and say, hey, what's new?
Coach Jasper, he said, I don't care. Eight-man, eight-man, don't
matter. I just got to pull a couple linemen out. What's up with that? That's easy.
And we put 58 points on the board.
Dang.
I like it. Yeah. Ottawa, they get the win against Atchison tonight. The Phoenix dropped their first game. Ottawa wins 49-8. That's all the scores we got so far. Now, a little bit of an uh-oh. We got five scores that we need tonight. We need to know the scores from Blue Valley, Clifton Clyde, Frankfort at Washington County, Hanover at Thayer Central, Sacred Heart at Valley Heights, and Reno County at Axtell. That's all we got.
Man, those are scores we need. Yeah. But we got some housekeeping to take care of.
We do?
Already off the
already, rip. What?
All right, the comments are flooding. Appreciate you guys joining in on the program. Boz just unplugged the computer screen.
Oh.
Good job there, buddy. So I think I remember what the comments. There it is. Yeah, just don't touch the technology, Boz.
Well, we're supposed to turn the screen here, so I can see.
I'm here, you know, with hitting on the ones and twos. You're here to talk. Then that's it.
I got to be able to see the screen.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. The question came in, Mr. Brady Black. What's a burger, Buzz?
Well, that just tells me Mr. Brady Black ain't been listening for quite a long
time. It's year four here, baby. We've been doing burgers for 4 years. What's a burger, Buzz?
A burger in a football game.
Hey, talk into the mic, young man.
Sorry. Well, I'm turning so I can see the screen. A burger we established a couple years ago. If you get 50 or more points, it's a fitty burger.
Fitty burger. Dropping a fitty burger on them.
Yeah, so that's kind of how that went. Basketball's a different deal. You got to drop a few 70. More points. But
initially, in basketball, it was 80, and nobody was hitting it, so we dropped it to 70.
Yeah, we dropped it.
But we digress. So we still need some scores, Boss. One more time, give everybody the scores that we still need, please.
Yeah, the ones we need tonight, Blue Valley at Clifton Clyde, Frankfort at Washington County, Hanover at Thayer Central, Sacred Heart at Valley Heights, and Reno County. Actually, I guess scores coming in all over the place.
Let's go. Ray Penning in the house.
Ray Ray's getting it
done.
We
got Seth Tollefson in house as well. Bobby. Also, Megan. Man, it's been a full house party up here tonight.
I love it. On the first night, Frankfort. They get the win tonight over Washington County, 44-28. And Axtell.
Uh-oh.
74-44 over Reno County.
My goodness.
And that's what was it, Reno County?
That's a double homeschool.
Homeschool. There you go.
Yep, Reno County homeschool. That is a double burger.
Double
right
cheese.
There.
Double cheese.
Throw some extra on that, too. 70 points. Ooh, what a game. They're from the Eagles. Boz, we had a game of the week that we went to here tonight. Did you get through everybody we still needed yet?
Yeah, we only need three now.
Okay, we're good. All right, if you got those scores, our Giant Communications Hotline is open for you. Keep in mind, we are late getting on the air, so we got a shorter window here tonight to get this show on the road.
That's hard for us.
It's very difficult, but we're going to do our best. And the Giant Communications Hotline's open for you right now. If you got a Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee to give away, Boz, hold that. I guess you can't reach it maybe as well. For the folks on the live stream on the old Facebook page, there's our Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Balls that we give out every single week. If you got somebody who needs to be nominated for that, you need to give us a phone call at 785-547-3461. That's 785-547-3461. Be just like Giant Communications. Go to giantcommm.net and become simply connected. Give us a shout. Let us know who is a nominee that needs to be on Boz's list. If you have a score for us as well, make sure you get that. Ray Penning is eagerly awaiting by the phones for that. I see a couple calls coming in now. Great. Keep the phone line ringing. All right. We had a couple options tonight, and it was really, 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 really tough. to make these decisions. And it doesn't get any easier just because we're in year four, by all means. But we had four different games we were looking at doing. And we settled up by traveling south, Boz. And we went to Mulligan's Restaurant in Meriden. Have you ever been there before? If you haven't, it's a great barbecue joint right off K4 Highway in Meriden. They've got rib specials every Friday night and Saturday night. And next Wednesday, they're starting chicken fried steak dinners for the first time. So make sure you go and check them out. They're open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday. Fridays and Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They were our partner tonight, and they helped us give away a $50 gift certificate to Schwinn in Meriden at Jeff West versus Royal Valley Boz. It was our game of the week. It was hot on the turf before the game. I can't imagine what it was like for the kids or the coaches down there, but for us, we had to get off the turf a little bit and kind of cool down in the shade.
We're soft. We had to go find
shade. We're a little soft, ain't no doubt about that. But we were in Meriden. Jeff West taking on Royal Valley tonight in a Big East League battle. Boz, the Tigers came out like reckless abandon, as if the last year's season never ended, and they just continued on with that massive momentum they had in 2025.
Well, I think they were really – this is my impression. I could be way off base, but I feel like this game was a statement that last year was not a fluke.
Sure.
We are here to stay. We're a really good football team. We've gotten better. Watch out. We're still here this year. And real quick before we go into the game, you know, we talked about how we choose these games and what we do. This was one that I just mentioned it. I think we were really interested to see what Jeff West was like right now. They graduated some dudes last year.
Sure.
Can they continue what they built on and started last year? And then Royal Valley.
Yeah.
There's been some talk about Royal Valley this year as being one of the better teams maybe that they've had in the last several years. So this was a big game for us to go look at and kind of just see what's going on. So I'm going to tell you, if you haven't been to a game at Jeff West, we talked about it last year. This is one where the environment's great. The hype is great. The swag. It's a great environment.
Awesome.
A lot of hype. But Jeff West is for real.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you right now, they had seven offensive possessions in the first half. And for those listening maybe for the first time, we got to drive back to the studio, so we can't stay for more than just the first half. But they showed us enough. This is a high-powered offense. They'll spread you out. They throw the ball a lot. I was very, very impressed with a lot of things. But number one, Brixton Schwinn, sophomore quarterback, had a fantastic season last year. He looked very, very comfortable throwing the ball. He looked very comfortable with his timing with receivers. There was a lot of routes where Brixton let the ball go before the break occurred on the route. Receiver turns around, boom, there's the ball.
Right there.
That's stuff you develop through the course of a season, and for them to be that on the
heck
same
of career.
Page. Well, yeah, it could take a long time.
Yes.
That was really good. The other thing I'm going to say before I kind of get into what happened, I got to give shout out right now before I forget. All the skill players get the hype.
Sure.
Typically, that's the way it works.
Yeah.
I'm going to start this season off with
big
giving
uglies.
Mad love
oh, yeah.
to the O-line for Jeff West.
The big uglies.
Brixton Schwinn, we talk about him a lot as a quarterback. He doesn't do what he does without the dudes up front that are keeping the defense from him.
Yeah.
There was tons of times tonight where there was a great pocket. He had time. He could survey the field. Those guys don't get all the credit. Jackson Campbell, Brody Bear, Colby Painter, Logan McCollum, Jacob Rowe. I might be missing a few, but those are the dudes that I saw up front early. They did a fantastic job. So I'm just throwing it out there. If these guys keep playing well up front,
look out.
Brixton Schwinn's going to have a year. The receiver's going to have a year. Yeah. The running backs are going to love it. Everything starts.
Those are pieces, Boz, for
That's
a
right.
puzzle.
Everything starts with the O-line, and they yep. were awesome tonight. So here's how this game started. Jeff West, I mentioned, seven offensive possessions in the first half. They scored on six out of their seven. First possession, 25-yard touchdown pass, Brixton Schwinn to Dalton Foster. They're kind of off and rolling. Second possession, the only one they didn't score on, and I thought, okay, maybe Royal Valley's bowing up a little here. They stopped Jeff West on a 4th-and-7 at their own 7-yard line.
Yeah.
Big defensive stop, get the ball back, chance to tie the game. Problem was Royal Valley couldn't get anything going. They give it back to Jeff West, third possession, 33-yard touchdown. Brixton Schwinn, to brother Brody Schwinn, older brother Brody Schwinn. We got to throw that out there.
His backyard football is what it was.
Yeah, 33-yard touchdown pass. Jeff West receivers were able to get behind Royal Valley secondary all night long. Brody Schwinn's got some speed, able to get behind the defense a ton. Next possession, 68-yard touchdown pass for Brixton Schwinn to Brody Schwinn.
Two plays, there, right?
Yeah, two plays.
Yeah.
Two plays, boom, long 68-yard touchdown pass. Fifth possession, 65-yard drive capped by a 1-yard touchdown run from Corbin Mayer. Sixth possession, 13-yard touchdown pass from Brixton Schwinn.
Two.
Brody Schwinn. And then right before half, and I think this is what happened. I'm throwing it out there. We were on our way to our car.
Yeah.
Royal Valley fumbled right before half.
Yeah.
I think it was a 1-yard touchdown pass from Brixton Schwinn. I think it was to Brody Schwinn.
Think it was.
If it's wrong, please correct us.
Give us
a call. Let us know. But either way, I mean, Brixton Schwinn, 5 touchdown passes on the night. Just from what I had, he had over 150 yards just on his touchdowns.
Yeah.
And there were several routes in there that he completed passes. Brody Schwinn, 4 touchdowns on the night.
Ooh.
Over 100 yards just on those. Start to finish, Jeff West dominated. It really in every facet. Royal Valley didn't get a first down until late in the second quarter.
Yeah.
They only had 2 in that quarter. And Royal Valley, they are some big dudes.
Huge.
Their offensive line's massive. They average 260 on their front line. But they got to do some things figured out. If they're running the wishbone, they threw the ball 2 or 3 times all night long.
Correct.
If they're going to run that offense, offensive line's got to control line of scrimmage and then find ways to get to the second level.
Yeah. Scheme blocking is important.
I felt like tonight they couldn't get to the second level. Jeff West backers have speed, moving to the ball quickly. They got to get that figured. It's game one.
It's game one.
They're going to figure that out. And defensively, their secondary, they got tested tonight.
Yeah.
With some speed and some good receivers. They got a little work to do there. But again, it's game one.
Game one.
So, fantastic ball game, though.
That was our game of the week. We will give you at the end of the show our 3, maybe 4, maybe 5 choices for next week's game of the week, where you can find us and win yourself a $50 gift certificate to a local business where we will be. All you got to do is come up to us and say, are you, we hope people know who we are at this point. Because at a Tigers and Panthers game, I'm wearing a Ravens shirt and you're wearing a Jayhawk. Kind of out of place.
We stand out a little bit.
We stand out
a
little
bit. You stand out a lot.
But all you got to do is ask us if it was our game of the week. And if you're the first person, you get a $50 gift card. Miss Schwinn did that tonight. She was sitting there taking pictures around the track of the warm-ups on the field and stuff like that. She walked over. She goes, Jake. And I said, yeah. Is this your game of the week? I said, congratulations. So you can do that next week wherever we are at. We got to step aside, get to our first time out here tonight. But don't go anywhere. We got recaps from area games of the week, more score updates for you as well. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz continues next here on the MSC Radio Network. Welcome back, Care Country. Joseph Curry down in Atchison hanging out with us tonight as well.
Hi, I'm Neil Sudbeck, commercial and ag lender with Community National Bank in Sebeka. Whether you're expanding your farm or business, purchasing equipment, or planning for the future, I'm here to help find financing that works for you.
You should partner with a bank that's invested in your success. Visit Neil Sudbeck at Community National Bank in Sebeka today. Community National Bank, hometown values and modern banking.
You feel right at home,
right at home.
Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
My name is Dallas, and I'm a patient at Lukert Chiropractic Wellness for nearly 20 years. Dr. Lukert does an excellent job of making sure that we are on a healthy track to maintaining our wellness care. Not many places will greet you at the door with that kind of enthusiasm, friendliness, and smiles that you receive at his office. Their team not only cares about your health, but they also care about your family. It is a true family atmosphere. As a bonus, it is the one place that you can walk in and hear Christian music. Dr. Lukert is not only a great doctor, but he's also a great friend.
When the trails are calling you, make sure your machine is ready to answer. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, they're your local headquarters for Can-Am UTV, ATV service repairs, parts, and accessories. From routine maintenance to upgrades that boost performance, their experienced technicians keep your machines running strong. Need new accessories or parts to customize your ride? Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia has you covered. Get back on the trail faster with the team Riders Trust. Visit Becker BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com. Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. Ride harder, ride ready.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects, delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
Are you running a business? Then you need more than just internet. You need Giant Communications. From lightning fast fiber to secure cloud solutions and 24/7 support, Giant keeps your business connected, protected, and productive. Whether you're a startup or scaling up, Giant's custom business packages grow with you. Big on service, built for business. For a free consultation, call today or visit giantcomm.net. Giant Communications, simply connected.
All right, we're back at it here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Paz. I'm Jake, that's Paz. Paz.
Hey, hey.
And we've got a great show still. Again, it's a time crunch show tonight. Heat, heat, heat. You guys have been dealing with it and living with it just as much as we are. But with the new KSHSAA rulings on safety for players and coaches and all staffers, chain gangs, everybody involved with it, you got to be a little bit more cautious when the heat indices are what they are. And so a lot of later games tonight, especially on turf. And so that's why we are on this show just a little bit later than normal. But we're glad that you're hanging out with us here on a Friday night, September the 4th. It's 11:13. You're listening on either 93.7 FM, KAIR. Boz, welcome back, Care Country.
I know. I love it.
We love it. We love it. We love it. Back with them once again, Joseph Curry. Thanks so much for hanging out with us here tonight. 92.1 FM KMZA Seneca or 103.9 FM KNZA Hiawatha. Boz, give us our scores here for tonight. Then we got some recaps that we're going to get through here.
All right, let's go. Scores from tonight. Frankfort, they get the win over Washington County 44-28. Onega, they defeat Donovan West in a nail biter down the stretch. Rock Creek, they pulled away from Centralia late in that ball game. They get the win 14-0. Sacred Heart, they defeat Valley Heights 40-11. Axtell victorious over Reno County tonight 74-44.
Dang.
Rossville, they defeat Perry Lecompton 35-14. Nemaha Central at Riley County, a close ball game. Nemaha Central gets the win 7-6.
Ooh.
Sabetha takes it to Holton tonight 49-20. Silver Lake shuts out St. Mary's 27-0. Jeff West gets the win against Royal Valley 41-8. Baldwin, they defeat Hiawatha 54-6. Another shutout tonight. Pleasant Ridge gets the win over Valley Falls 52-0.
Burger.
Yeah, Burger. I almost moved right past that
dude,
that time.
You did, dude.
Jackson Heights, they defeat ACCHS 32-7. Mar Hill, Mount Academy gets the win over Horton 44-6. Riverside victorious over JCN. Heck of a ball game. Riverside scores a couple times late to pull away and get the win. McClouth, another shutout, 36-0 over Oskaloosa. Troy, first ever eight-man football game, didn't slow them down. They put up 58 tonight over Linden, 58-20. And Ottawa, they get the win over Atchison, 49-8.
All right. So those are the scores that we've got so far. Now, Boz, how about scores that we still might
need? We just got two. We need Clifton-Clyde. Clifton-Clyde hosting Blue Valley and Hanover at Thayer Central.
Okay.
So just two. That's it.
That's all we need.
Yeah.
I'm loving where we're at right now. Then.
Yeah. Yeah. Other than it's 11:15.
Yeah.
We ain't got much time.
We ain't got much time. There's a song about that, right? Or did I just make that up?
I think you probably just made that up.
Well, that's not uncommon. How about we get to the recaps here? Let's head up to Nebraska, shall we? And check in with Dylan Henricks, who had Auburn tonight. The Dogs up on Sunny 101.3.
The Auburn Bulldogs are 2-0 on the season after a 41-6 win over the Louisville Lions. It was all Auburn in the first half. Clayton Brown would take a 6-yard run into the end zone for Auburn's first score of the night with 9:27 remaining in the first quarter. They would score one more time in the first quarter on a 15-yard run for Wyatt Tanner. That one would put the Bulldogs up 14-0 heading to the second quarter. As we entered the second quarter, Auburn would score four times, first on a 42-yard Blake Swanson pass, and then the very next drive on a 39-yard Blake Swanson pass. Riley Tanner and Wyatt Bemberger, the two receivers, catching the touchdown passes, and Auburn would lead 27-0 halfway through that quarter. With 2:06 remaining in the half, Wyatt Tanner would take a 1-yard run into the end zone and put the Bulldogs up 34-0. And then Clayton Brown, who seemed to be all over the field tonight for the Bulldogs, whether it was defense, special teams, or offense, took an interception back to the 5-yard line of the Louisville Lions. He would then take the very next play, a 5-yard run into the end zone with 20 seconds remaining in the first half to put the Bulldogs up 41-0. It was a fairly quick second half due to running clock rules in Nebraska, but Ryland Schmidt for the Lions would take a 14-yard run into the end zone for Louisville's first score of the year, and that's where we would finish up tonight in Nebraska high school football. 41-6, the final. The Auburn Bulldogs are 2-0 on the young season after starting last year 0-4. They will take on Fort Calhoun next week, who did make the playoffs last year in Class C1 and win a game. And then in 2 weeks, right on Sunny 101.3, the Bulldogs will welcome the number one team as of right now in Class C1. Ashland Greenwood to town, and if they can enter that one at 3-0, Ashland likely 3-0 as well, and that will set up a huge matchup and Auburn in week 4. That'll do it, though, for week 2 action live from Louisville. Auburn 41, Louisville 6. You're listening to the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Dylan, thank you very much for that recap. Auburn starts off the season 2-0. You might be asking, how can they have two games already this year? Welcome to Nebraska. They start a week ahead. Boz, our Giant Communications hotline has been lighting up.
And okay.
We got to get to our caller really quickly here before we go into our next recap. The next recap is going to be the game of the week on 103.9 FM KNZA. That ended up simulcasting also on 93.7 FM KAIR. Riverside JCN, we'll hear about that in just a minute. But we've got a caller from Riverside. Caller, are you there?
I'm here, Jake.
All right, we got Bob from Riverside. And Bob, what do you want to talk about? Big time game tonight, and the Cyclones, a big come from behind win against the Chargers of JCN.
Well, first off, it's kind of a whole new team. We lost a bunch of seniors, so we really didn't know what to expect tonight. But I did go ahead and give them a little motivation at our team dinner with the one vote tonight from you four. So I think that's what really just put us over the edge.
Shots fired.
Come out and just be ready to play. We started kind of slow. But the second half, we came out and we looked much better. You know, the long, hot bus ride doesn't help you either. We have done that a couple nights this week during volleyball, and we were rough this week. So I kind of felt bad for the boys. Even though we pushed it back, you still are on that bus for an hour. It's hot in there. There's no AC, so. But we got it done. That's all that matters.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Riverside starts out the season 1-0, and a different team, like you mentioned, Bob. A decent trip home, and then just recoup and, I guess, get some rest and get ready to take the field next week too, right?
Correct. Go get back in. Hopefully it cools off and we can get our legs. I felt like we were very winded tonight, and I don't know if that's from the heat or what, but we definitely will get back at it next week and get prepared for the next week's game.
All right. Any game ball nominations from you before we let you go?
Oh, absolutely. First off, I got to give out a shout out to Brendan Deming because he brought the dog tonight. And I'm telling you, he made a couple huge plays at the end of the game that, I mean, his enthusiasm just sparked everything. But I'm going to have to go with Charles Hewins, a freshman, not a reclass. He had 339 yards on 26 carries, 4 touchdowns. Actually, he should have had 6 touchdowns, but we had some penalties. Hopefully, Coach Payton works on that. 7 tackles, 1 interception. We had some other freshmen that played great, got some reps in there. Kobe did well. Keegan did well. We look good. Again, slow start, but second half, we look really good.
All right. Well, congratulations on the victory. Thanks for calling, as always, on the Giant Communications Hotline as well. Have a great weekend, Bob.
Yes, you too, Jake. See you later.
All right. Bob from Riverside giving us some insights there, Boz, about the Riverside JCM ball game that we'll hear the recap from here in just a second.
Well, the thing with Riverside, too, that was another one of those teams we just didn't know how this season would look. They had to fill some key spots off of that team last year who made a deep run in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So it's a new season, new players, not real sure how teams are going to come out of the gates, but it looks like Riverside, they're back.
They're playing well, no doubt. Again, it's week one, but they showed up and showed out tonight. In comeback fashion, Brandon Tabman had the call on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Brandon Tabman here on KNZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network. We had a dandy tonight at Jefferson County North as they were hosting the Riverside Cyclones in Northeast Kansas League play in week number one, and it was a tale of two halves. JCN had the momentum early. They built a 22-13 halftime lead, and Riverside, they squandered an opportunity late in the second quarter with a fumble at the goal line as they were charging into the end zone before the break, but JCN gets that stop, and they led it by 9 going into the intermission, but whatever head coach Bryce Payton said to his team at the half, it certainly worked out. Cyclones with a heavy ground attack, outscoring JCN 28-6 in the second half, and they get the victory here on the road tonight at JCN by a final score of 41-28. Historic for freshman running back Charles Hewins tonight. Are you kidding me? For the Cyclones, and he was our player of the game because not only did he have 4 touchdowns, 26 carries for 339 yards. He also had a 61-yarder wiped off the board on a penalty in the third quarter. So if that one holds, he is well over 400 yards. But he'll finish with the casual 339 and 4 touchdowns in his high school varsity debut. He was a man amongst boys out there tonight as Riverside finished with over 450 yards of offense, including 336 on the ground. JCN in the loss, 307 total yards of offense. Kobe Kaler found Keegan Hughes in the second half twice on a couple of touchdown passes. Kobe Kaler for Riverside threw for 111 yards in those 2 scores to Hughes. Hughes 3 catches, 61 yards in those 2 second half scores. But again, the story tonight, it is freshman running back Charles Hewins. Oh, yeah, he also had an interception on defense in the second half in a big part of the game as well. So again, Charles Hewins, big night for Riverside, historic maybe. I don't know, we'll see. Either way, Riverside 41, Jefferson County North 28. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, B-Ted, thank you very much for that. As he mentioned, Boz, a potential single-game record there for Riverside. We will get verification of that before we report on that, but even if it's not, how about a freshman debut for that young man against a very stout JCN Charger defense?
Yeah, you would think some freshmen would come out their first high school game, first varsity game under the lights on Friday night. They might not be ready for that moment. And this dude just said, no, let's go.
Now I'm in.
Give me the ball.
Come on.
Let me go run the ball for 339 yards, 4 touchdowns. Like, the moment wasn't too big for him at all.
I think, as the kids say, they just let Charles cook.
They let him cook?
They let him cook.
We had Elijah Feed Me More last year.
Yeah, now we got Charles cooking Hewins. Nah, that doesn't flow as good.
We'll have to work on that.
All right. On 92.1 tonight, you also heard this on 93.7 and on 103.9 because of the simulcasts. It was the latest game to complete tonight, and it was at Highland Community College in a Twin Valley League battle of Onega and Donovan West. Trenton Kraxner, welcome to the team, Trenton, our newest MSC radio group team member who is taking over on 92.1 this year. His first solo action for us. We're super glad to have him on board with us. He had the call tonight on 92.1 KMZA.
Whether you were listening or in attendance at Kessinger Field in Highland, Kansas, it was a fantastic game and a TVL bout between the Onega Buffaloes and the Dauphin West Mustangs. Not much going on in the first quarter, but the Mustangs put together a long drive that was capped off by a short touchdown pass from Braylon Shelton to Trace Cottle that put the Mustangs up 6-0 at the end of the first quarter. The second quarter was dominated by the Onega Buffaloes, a couple long drives, including a 16-play drive that Ryder Coltsman capped off with a one-yard touchdown run. They quickly forced a three and out on the Mustangs offense, and then Luke Pale capped it off with a three-yard touchdown run. And that would be our halftime score. The Buffaloes would be up 12-6. And then in the third quarter, the Buffaloes had a chance to double up, get to a two-score lead, but the Mustangs forced a stop and then went 17 plays their own right and with a couple fourth-down conversions on fourth down. Braylon Shelton found catcher Pearson for a three-yard touchdown that tied the game at 12, sending us to the fourth quarter. That's when things got wacky, and it was Cameron Kramer stepping up big on a 36-yard touchdown reception from Ryder Coltraman. That put the Buffaloes up 18-12. They would quickly force a three and out, and then Luke Pale imposed his will with a couple big runs. He capped it off with another short touchdown run that put the Buffaloes up 24-12. That's when things got crazy. With about 2 minutes to go, the Mustangs trailed 24-12. They're running out of time, didn't have many timeouts. An 87-yard touchdown pass on 3rd and 15 to Brecken Falk from Braylon Shelton, his third of the game, made it 24-20. And then after getting a stop and utilizing all their timeouts, the Mustangs would force a punt with about 40 seconds to go, but they would fumble it, and the Buffaloes would fall on it and kneel it out to win this one 24-20. Ryder Coltsman, our player of the game, with almost 240 yards of total offense and three touchdowns. Trenton Cracks reporting for the MSC Radio Network on 92.1 KMZA.
All right, TK, thank you very much for that recap right there. We've got a couple more recaps to get to. We'll hear from Paige Mueller on the Hiawatha Channel, as well as Justin Fluke from the Holton and Sabetha channels tonight, but we've got to step aside for another timeout. We come back, we got a couple more recaps to get to you. We've also got every score in except for one, so we'll re-go through the scores after this timeout, and we'll also look ahead at next week, set the stage for week two. Week one in the books. It's the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz on the MSC Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Schmitz.
And I'm Nia Small.
We're here to help you with all your everyday banking needs at Community National Bank in Sabetha.
Whether it's a new checking account, saving for the future, or simply friendly hometown service, we'd love to meet you.
Community National Bank. Hometown values, modern banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel right at home.
Right at home.
Community National Bank.
Are you running a business? Then you need more than just internet. You need Giant Communications. From lightning fast fiber to secure cloud solutions and 24/7 support, Giant keeps your business connected, protected, and productive. Whether you're a startup or scaling up, Giant's custom business packages grow with you. Big on service, built for business. For a free consultation, call today or visit giantcomm.net. Giant Communications, simply connected.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. Delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
Boost your crops this season with Helena Agri Enterprise. By using Coron, Coron allows a grower to make timely applications without hesitation to a growing crop. Its unique formulation provides more efficient uptake versus commodity fertilizers and keeps the application on target to provide longer availability for plant uptake. Contact Helena Agri Enterprise in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, or Home City and ask about Coron for your product. Helena Agri Enterprise. People, products, knowledge.
When Denison State Bank looks back on its 125 years, we wonder, How many times have the nearby fields been plowed, farmed, and harvested? How many sets of cattle hooves have trod across local pastures? DSV has been right there during all of it, helping generations of local farmers and producers. For a knowledgeable bank that understands the local ag scene, turn to Denison State Bank in year 125, member FDIC.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's the favorite segment of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Was your team getting rocked, or
was your team doing the rocking?
All right, back in here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, that's Boz, and we've got some scores to get to you here. We got a couple more recaps as well, but before we do any of that, Boz,
okay,
the folks, they're lighting us up right now.
Okay.
They want to know, where are we at on the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball list right now?
All right.
So, the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness, if you're not familiar with how this works, you, the listener, the fan, nominate somebody, an individual that absolutely balled out tonight. You get put on a list, and at the end of the night, Boz will select the winner of the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball for this evening. And if you're on our social media, Kansland Radio Facebook page right now, you can see that football that will be handed out to the young athlete that gets selected here tonight from Boz. So get your nominations in. Plenty of them coming into the comment section online. Plenty of them coming in on the Giant Communications hotline as well. But you've only got a few more minutes to get those nominees in before Boz selects for tonight. Who we got so far on the list, Boz?
Here's what we got. You've heard his name tonight several times already. Charles Hewins.
Charles the cook. Hewins. That might stick.
I don't know. I'm going to let it simmer a little bit. So, old Charles, a freshman, keep in mind. First game, first varsity high school game, 26 carries, 339 yards, 4 touchdowns. Confirmed single game rushing record at Riverside. Fantastic game from him tonight. Sawyer Shoup from Jackson Heights had a great game on defense, 2 interceptions, and he also offensively had 2 touchdowns tonight. Colt Jensen from Troy, big night for him, 5 touchdowns, 3 rushing, 1 receiving, 1 kick return. This guy had a big time night for Troy. Ryder Coulterman from Onega, 21 carries, 135 yards and a touchdown. He was also 5 of 9 passing for 98 yards and a touchdown.
Okay.
Luke Pohl from Onega, 22 carries, 121 yards, 2 touchdowns. Brixton Schwinn, we had a nomination for him. We were at that game, so I got some numbers. The who nominated him didn't have stats. That's okay.
It's okay.
We had him down 5 touchdown passes. I know that was in just the first half. Five in the first half.
Ooh.
Minimum 150 yards passing on those touchdowns alone. So big night from
him. Tigers, man. Woo.
Yep. Brendan Deming from Riverside.
Yeah.
All we got on that was he brought the dog tonight. I really think that's what was said on the nomination.
You gotta go back and listen to the call from Bob.
If she's listening, she can call us. Brought the dog. Yeah. And one more nominee tonight, Ty Horner from Troy on the D-line. He had 12 tackles tonight.
Dang.
2 fumble recoveries and 2 sacks. Big-time night from Ty Horner of Troy.
Dang, that's a lot. That is a lot of nominees thus far. Ryder Coulterman also. Did he make that list, Boz?
Yes, went through him, yep.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure we got everybody that's came through. As well. So, yeah, if you don't hear somebody that should be on that list, you need to let us know ASAP in order to get that going. Yes, go
Got
ahead.
One more. Yeah. Nominee just came through.
Uh-oh.
Micah Lang, Sabetha, 143 yards rushing.
Ooh.
And 4 touchdowns. Also had 2 tackles for loss.
Dang.
Defensively.
And another one just came in.
Come on.
Gavin Schoenfelder, 4 sacks defensively tonight.
Okay.
Are you keeping up with this quick
enough?
No, you're
not. I'm going to have to catch up in the next break.
Bob sent that one in, and she says Bob apologizes. But Gavin Schoenfelder, 4 sacks tonight for Riverside, and you mentioned Michael Lang. Dude was a horse tonight for Sabetha. Speaking of Sabetha, let's get that Sabetha Holton recap coming from Justin Fluke tonight on the Holton and Sabetha channels.
Sabetha Blue Jays won their 4th consecutive meeting with the Holton Wildcats and looked like the number one ranked team in the state. Pretty impressive to open the 2026 season. Sabetha led 7-0 at the end of one quarter, but led 33-6 at halftime, and they were ahead 49-6 at the end of the third quarter. Blue Jays scored touchdowns on their first 7 possessions of the night. Sabetha only had 2 5-yard penalties all night, and they were terrific on every side of the football. Holton got 1 touchdown in the first half on an 84-yard TD run by Jarrett Abel, and then scored their final 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter on touchdown runs by freshman Jerome Williams of 38 and 26 yards. Holton ran for 338 yards total and was 2-for-6 passing for 41 yards, but the Wildcats had 8 penalties for 77 yards. Jarrett Abel led the Cat ground game with 146 yards, while Edward Shoup ran for 132. Jerome Williams ended up with 70 yards rushing, including 2 touchdowns on his 3 carries in the fourth quarter. Holton will be at Royal Valley next week. For Sabetha, they had 22 first downs, 466 total yards, 438 of those on the ground, while Micah Lang went 1-for-3 passing. But it was Micah Lang's intelligence and legs that made the big difference. Lang had 143 yards on just 13 carries and scored 4 rushing touchdowns. Lincoln Minold added 142 yards on 10 carries and a touchdown, while Sabetha also got 70 yards from Christian Scott and 65 yards from Curtis Fitzgerald, and they both reached the end zone as well. Sabetha dominated and looked the part of a number one team in the state. They'll be back for their home opener in week 2 against Nemaha Central next week. Again, the final score, Sabetha 49, Holton 20. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Justin Fluke reporting.
All right, Justin, thank you very much for that. And a dominant win for Sabetha. And Boz, Fluke alluded to it a couple times right there, but preseason hype is legit on the Sabetha Blue Jays as being a top team in 2A, and they came out the gates feeling just that way.
Yeah, we talked to Coach Moore last week during the Jamboree show, and it's one of those things where Sabetha, it's not like all of a sudden they got good and this is just going to be the one year where they have a great class and things are going to go right. They've been a really good football team for the past, well, they've always had real good football teams, but the last couple of years they were good, but you're also running up against the likes of Nemaha Central, and everyone knows what Nemaha Central was able to do with their amazing run through the last 4 years. So it doesn't surprise me. Sabetha's had a really good football team, and I think this, again, I mentioned it earlier, I think Jeff West, maybe it was a little bit of a statement game tonight that they were for real. I think tonight's game from Sabetha, another statement just to say we are no joke.
Yeah, this is a team that we're going to not only keep our eyes on, but people across the state, you better as well. The Blue Jays, top dog in 2A with the target on their back, and they are up to the challenge. Dominant week 1 win for the Jays here tonight. One more recap to get to before we got to step aside once again. We'll get you scores before we step aside as well. But it was Hiawatha making the trip down to Baldwin City here tonight to take on the Bulldogs of Baldwin. Paige Mueller, Matt Morton on the Hiawatha Channel. Paige has a recap.
This is Paige Mueller with the Hiawatha Channel reporting from Baldwin City as the Baldwin Bulldogs took down the Hiawatha Redhawks 54-6 tonight in the opening week of the high school football season in 2026. Baldwin struck immediately as Tyle Engelman returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown just 12 seconds in to make it 6-0. Senior quarterback Bryce Alford added a 14-yard touchdown run late in the first, making it 12-0 after Hiawatha blocked its second consecutive extra point attempt. The Bulldogs blew it open in the second quarter, however, with a touchdown run from Talon Flory, 2 touchdown runs from Creighton Frost, and an 18-yard touchdown pass from Alford to Taylor Wilson, taking a 40-0 lead into halftime. Alford added a 34-yard touchdown in the third, and Max DeLong connected with Engelman for a 10-yard score in the fourth to make it 54-0. how it broke the shutout late when freshman Jet Keller broke free for a 45-yard touchdown run for the Redhawks. Keller provided the top highlights for Hiawatha, snagging a first-quarter interception alongside his fourth-quarter touchdown. On defense, junior Grayson Gilbert came up with a big sack for the Redhawks. Stat-wise, Hiawatha has held to zero for two passing and 30 yards and 18 carries, while giving up three penalties for 20 yards, and Baldwin completed 3 of 5 passes for 48 yards and a touchdown, racked up 291 total rushing yards, and was flagged 10 times for 100 penalty yards. Next Friday in Week 2, Baldwin will travel to Ottawa, while Hiawatha heads to Perry-Lecompton to face the cause. Once again, your final scores, the Bulldogs of Baldwin 54 and the Hiawatha Redhawks 6. This has been Paige Mueller with the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Paige, thank you very much for that. Paige, still in college, boss, but making the trip back to keep coverage going. Oh, working alongside Matt Morton there for the Hiawatha Channel. Appreciate both of them for continuing going through there on the Hiawatha Channel. As always, you can go to mscsports.net, brand new website, Boz. People can go on there, see scores, find the links to get to all of our streaming channels, all of our station live streams. It's all on mscsports.net. Scores, Boz, before we go to our next break.
Okay, here's what we got tonight. Washington County, they fall to Frankfort 44-28. Onega gets the win over Donovan West 24-20. Hanover, they defeat Thayer Central 62-20. Rock Creek shuts out Centralia. It was a close ball game at half, but Rock Creek too much in the second half. They defeat Centralia 14-0.
I forgot to say burger. I'm sorry for Hanover. Hanover got a burger.
You did.
They got a burger.
That's your fault.
It is.
Sacred Heart gets the win over Valley Heights 40-11. Axtell, they're rolling tonight over Reno County, 74-44.
Double burger.
Big burger there. Rossville, they defeat Perry-Lecompton 35-14. Nemaha Central, Riley County, a heck of a ball game. 1-point victory for Nemaha Central, 7-6.
Wow.
Sabetha gets the win over Holton, 49-20. Silver Lake gets the shutout win over St. Mary's, 27-0. Jefferson West, they showed they were for real tonight. Yep. 41-8 over Royal Valley. Baldwin defeats Hiawatha 54-6. Pleasant Ridge gets the shutout over Valley Falls 52-0. Jackson Heights gets the win over ACCHS 32-7. Marhill Mount Academy, they defeat Horton 44-6. Riverside, JCN, heck of a ball game. Riverside gets the win 41-28. McClouth, shutout win over Oskaloosa 36-0.
You said that really excitedly.
I absolutely did. They're my dogs.
The dark horse dogs.
Right. Troy, they dropped 58.
Burger.
Tonight, another burger.
Come 50, on, Troy.
58-20 over Linden.
Dang.
And Ottawa, they defeat Atchison 49-8.
Those are the scores from tonight.
We got more. We need one.
What do we need?
Clifton Clyde, Blue Valley.
Come on. The Giant Communications Hotline is open for you, 785-547-3461. Another timeout. We come back. We got your Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees list to be read one more time. Then we're going to be giving a game ball away. It's Jake and Boz on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Hi, I'm Neil Sudbeck, commercial and ag lender with Community National Bank in Sabetha. Whether you're expanding your farm or business, purchasing equipment, or planning for the future, I'm here to help find financing that works for you.
You should partner with a bank that's invested in your success. Visit Neil Sudbeck at Community National Bank in Sabetha today. Community National Bank, hometown values, and modern banking.
You feel right at home.
Right at home.
Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat, like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich, like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca. MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. Delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
My name is Sue, and I became a patient at Luker Chiropractic and Wellness in December of 2024. One day after attending a basketball game, I woke up with a terrible neck pain. After putting up with this for 4 days and the recommendation of my husband, I went and saw Dr. Luger. This was my first experience with chiropractic care, and I'm happy to report that after a series of adjustments, my neck pain is gone. I have now advanced to monthly wellness care, and I am very grateful for the help I received at Luger Chiropractic and Wellness.
Are you running a business? Then you need more than just internet. You need Giant Communications. From lightning-fast fiber to secure cloud solutions and 24/7 support, Giant keeps your business connected, protected, and productive. Whether you're a startup or scaling up, Giant's custom business packages grow with you. Big on service, built for business. For a free consultation, call today or visit giantcomm.net. Giant Communications, simply connected.
When the trails are calling you, make sure your machine is ready to answer. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, they're your local headquarters for Can-Am UTV, ATV service repairs, parts, and accessories. From routine maintenance to upgrades that boost performance, their experienced technicians keep your machines running strong. Need new accessories or parts to customize your ride? Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia has you covered. Get back on the trail faster with the team Riders Trust. Visit BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com. Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. Ride harder, ride ready.
This is Alan Meyer, Market President of Community National Bank. It's time for the final segment of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on MSC Sports Radio Network. Back to you, Jacob Boz.
All right, Alan, thank you very much for that. Always enjoy coming back here for our final segment here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. And it's always nice to be, you know, kind of led into it.
Yeah.
Big shout out, Alan Meyer. Hey, speaking of Alan Meyer.
Oh yeah,
we got our new, pullover.
I don't have mine out of the bag yet.
Oh, mine's in my truck already. But
it does have a cool little arm patch.
It's got a cool little Community National Bank arm patch. We got invited to go play in a golf tournament with them, and we played pretty good that day.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
I just thought it was cool. It says golf tournament champions.
Yeah,
like any golf tournament. We're just,
right.
We're
right.
Just the golf tournament
champions.
Anywhere
Boz and I go, we're the champs. Brandon Tadman, yours is up here at the studio. You're going to have to drive up here and get it, buddy. Jeff Nichols on the team as well. All right, Boz, we're going to go straight to our Giant Communications hotline here because we got a very familiar individual calling the show. Fourth year of the show, fourth year caller. Grandpa, how are you?
I'm pretty good tonight. Could have been a better game, but that's all right. The boys played good. It was kind of hard to stop them five.
Yeah. Especially when he has a school record-breaking night. You're referencing Charles Hewins from Riverside. But, JCN, a lot of promise, a lot of excitement behind this team coming into this year, right?
Yeah, I think they'll be all right. It was a tough game. We didn't come out in the third quarter very well, but that's all right. There's a lot of promise there. I want to nominate Merrick Knoll. I was sitting next to his grandpa at the game, and one of the guys, past coach, was sitting there, too, and he said, you know, Merrick's kind of like a bulldog out there. I didn't get his stats, but I know he had a lot of ground, you know, yards on the ground. Regular bulldog he is.
We can put that down. A bulldog.
Yeah, we had a Riverside player that was a dog, and now we got Merrick Knoll, who was a bulldog.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, there you go.
That sounds good to me. Well, I hate to cut it short, Grandpa, but
he gave me this. That's fine.
It's time constraints tonight, unfortunately, because we got on so late tonight. But I look forward to you calling us again next week as well. I hope you have a great weekend. You said you're packing, so wherever you're going, hope you have a great trip.
All right, thanks.
All right, Grandpa Gary, JCN, the Chargers, calling in. And great game to take in tonight, no doubt about it. We're up against it. We got to be out of here in the next 8 minutes. So we got a few things still to take care of here. Boz, let's get straight into it. We've got next week, big-time game, big-time matchups. What are we looking at? These are the games you could find Boz and I and win a $50 gift card.
Hey, we got four games next year. We're going to go through these quick. McClouth at Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights beat McClouth last year 55-8. Year before, 57-0. 46-8, Jackson Heights got the win in 2015. The last time McClouth beat them was 2014. Score was 28-20. Heights has a three-game winning streak against McClouth, outscoring them 158-16.
Ooh.
Tall task for McClouth, but that's my dark horse team. I think it's a different McClouth team. That's going to be a really good one, so we might be there.
All right. The other one that we could be at is the Nemaha County rivalry. First time in a long time that this is a Week 2 game. These two teams will not play in the playoffs because Nemaha Central bumped up to 3A. And so the only time that they will play this year will be next week. Nemaha Central has not lost to Sabetha since 2020. They've won 9 straight games against the Blue Jays. They've won 3 out of the last 4 state titles. In the 2 games that these two teams played last year, Boz, Nemaha Central won by a combined 3 points. And so one could argue, if it wasn't Nemaha winning those games, would it be Sabetha playing in those state title games?
Sure could.
Absolutely. That is an argument that is willing to be had. So that could be a game we could be at next week.
Absolutely. Next game on the list, Holton at Royal Valley. This one's interesting to me. The last time Royal Valley got a win over Holton, and I say this with all respect, if you're a Royal Valley fan, it's been a long time.
It's been a while.
Last time Royal Valley beat Holton was in 1996. We'd kind of had to go back a little bit here. Jake, how old were you when the last win? It's been a while. You were
three.
Little. 3 years old.
3.
So Royal Valley's only beaten Holton 3 times in his lifetime. We got to go back long ways before that.
Way back.
If you go back in my lifetime, it's happened 5 times. Here's the thing. This is a good matchup.
And Boz is old.
A little bit old. Both teams struggled a little bit tonight. Both teams similar styles, offense, physicality. Yeah. This is going to be an interesting game, and I throw it out there because I think, can this be the year Royal Valley gets it done? They're huge.
Massive.
Their offensive line is huge. This will be a good matchup.
I think it'll be a great matchup, and it's definitely one that Boz and I could be at next week. Final one on the list could be Rossville at Silver Lake. Listen, it's the War on 24. Yeah. It has to make the list. Rossville was one stop on fourth down late in the game last year in the state championship game to beat Sterling. Otherwise, they're the state champions.
Yeah.
They lost a stellar senior class, some key positions. However, several upperclassmen that are ready to step up in those roles, not untested underclassmen. Silver Lake returned sophomore quarterback Kipton Kruger. They lost a big receiving target in Dane Johnson. But this is a team, they showed it out tonight, that they can still get it done pretty well because they're a tradition-rich program, no doubt about it. Coach Pegram and Coach Hamas doing battle next week on the War on 24. We could be at that game. By the way, the last 2 seasons, that game went into overtime before anything was decided for that the past 2 seasons. Not just 1 year, the last 2 seasons for that. All right, we're getting close to being up against it. So, again, those 4 games that you can find Boz and I next week in order to win a $50 gift certificate, McClouth at Jackson Heights, Nemaha Central at Sabetha, Holton at Royal Valley, or Rossville at Silver Lake. Just be the first to come up to Boz and I and ask if it's our game of the week, and you could win a $50 gift certificate. All right, Boz, it is time for our Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee list. Now, listen, we got about a minute and a half to spare, so I'm going to just briefly say, typically in this final segment, Boz and I will break down the Benedictine Ravens, K-State, KU Chiefs, and Ravens. Just don't have time tonight to do that.
No time.
So we will bring that back in the fold next week. Boz and I, we already have our predictions typed out. It'll have zero impact on whether KU wins, which I think they won tonight. Doesn't matter.
51-6.
Okay.
51-6. Okay. Don't worry about it.
K-State plays tomorrow. Who are the nominees tonight?
Here's the nominees that we have. I'm not going to go through everybody's stats because we don't have much time. Charles Hewins from Riverside, Sawyer Shoot from Jackson Heights, Colt Jensen from Troy, Ryder Coltonman from Onega, Luke Pohl, Brixton Schwinn from Jeff West, Brendan Deming from Riverside. I've just got to say it. He brought the dog. I love that. Ty Horner from Troy on the D-line. He was a big impact tonight. Micah Lang from Sabetha and Merrick Knoll, the other Bulldog out there.
Bulldog. Plenty of dogs.
Normally, we got a lot more hype leading up to this, but we got to get right into it. Game ball, week one, 2026, Charles Hewins.
Ooh!
We can't go any other direction. Can't. Tons of good performances.
Can't, yes.
Freshman, under the big stage, 26 carries, 339 yards, 4 touchdowns, single game rushing record for this young man as a freshman.
First time on a varsity field.
Yeah.
Breaks a school record. Leads a team in a comeback effort to win the game. Plenty of good performances
tonight.
I mean, there are statistics of, you know, only 12 carries, 140 yards. That's a winner most weeks.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in week one, you had kids that were throwing 5 touchdown passes. Kids catching 4 of them. Guys going over 200 yards. But on a night like tonight, when you've got 330 yards breaking school records, you got to give it to the man.
Yeah.
Charles Hewins, Charles the Cook Hewins from Riverside. Congratulations to you, young man. You are the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winner for week number one. Boz and I will be making a trip to Riverside next week to deliver that game ball to the young man. If next week you got somebody that you want to win a game ball, by all means, you got to give us a shout. On the Giant Communications hotline, that's always 785-547-3461 is that phone number, or you can put it in the chat on our social media pages, or if you got Boss's cell number, just light him up. You want to give that number out?
I'm going to pass.
Oh, you're good on that? Yeah. Oh, okay. But if some of you, I know you got it. Go ahead and light him up on that. But for Ray Penning, Joseph Curry down in Atchison, Seth Tollison, Megan Sturton, Bobby Trenton, Brandon, Fluke, Tom Couts, Paige. Who else am I missing here?
Wade.
I know I'm Crendon on the Cobra Channel now. So many people. And I want to give a big shout out here. I got about 15 seconds that I want to dedicate. Seth Tollison today was in this studio at 5:45 this morning doing the morning show, and that man did not leave here until close to 11 o'clock tonight. That man put in a day. He had a lot of stuff that he got going just for this specific show, even to make it sure that it happened. So I want to give him a big salute, big thanks to Seth Tollison for all the work and hard work that he puts in, day out, but especially today to ensure everything got done the way it needed to get done for this first week. It's always stressful. It's always crazy. But, Boz, we wouldn't want to have it any other way.
No doubt.
We'll do it again next week. Thanks for listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. We'll be back next week.
The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you in part by Community National Bank, Helena Agra Enterprise, Shelter Insurance, Brett Schneider Agency in Lawrence, Blue Valley Technologies, by McDonald's, Highland Community College, Giant Communications, Bruna Implement, Edward Jones, Becker Repair and Performance, The Elevator, Shelter Insurance, Jeff Schneider Agency in Topeka, Denison State Bank, Honeyman Ford, JBN Telephone Company, MCON, Sunflower Community Union, FW Huston, GN Bank, Atchison Auto Parts, and by Lucre Chiropractic.